Hello everyone, this is Asclepius with Echoes from the Caverns. Echoes from the Caverns, dated September 21, 2018. Echoes from the Caverns is distributed by Sir Style Tekel and is a podcast project created by Lord Baldrith and run by Asclepius and Style Tekel. The background music is by Stephen J. Goldman. Okay, this week, well, again, poor old Style's not very well this week. So it's me on my own. So, yeah, you poor things, you have to put up with me again. And I'll do the best I can to bring you the news, the excitement, and the entertainment from Shroud of the Avatar. We have some news this week, and I'm trying an adventure this week. I don't know if it's going to work, but here's hoping. I've fiddled around with the settings. I've never done a live stream before, but I thought, what the heck, I'll give it a go. So I'm trying to broadcast this live, and if one or two people maybe want to look at it, then you're very welcome. See how it goes. I haven't published a link. If it works, I'll publish a link later. If it doesn't, or if it all ends up in a screaming horrible mess, then I won't. So there we are. Anyway, it's been quite a reasonable week in the game this week. Didn't have a lot of time to play because I've had a pretty busy week at work, but I managed to do a few things and running around collecting a few more Elven longbows, hopefully to get a few more bowstrings to make a few more. As you know, it takes a lot of bows to get some bowstrings, and a lot of bowstrings to get a decent bow. So we can only hope that it works. I hope you're having a great time in the game, and I hope most of you have received your box. That would be fantastic. Okay, I've got my two, and a lot of people have got theirs, so it's a great thing to get this actual box with all the actual goodies in it. The map itself is undoubtedly beautiful. It really is lovely. Okay, well, moving right along, we have update number 298. This is the final Friday for the R57 stretch goals. We've got R58 on the QA server, nice, and the player books live stream. So moving right along to the news, the first item in the news, fishing phase 2 updates. We have a lava fishing rod. That looks pretty good. Okay. As they mentioned, fishing phase 2 will include some expansions to the fishing system. And I know that a lot of people have been looking forward to this, a lot of people have been agitating for it, and fishing definitely has needed some love for a while. And it looks as if they're finally getting around to doing something about it, which will be great. The expansions were outlined in the R57 live stream. The wildest expansion we mentioned was the addition of lava as a water type you can fish in. So, hey, if you're feeling adventurous and you want to go to where there's some lava, don't fall in it, because it's pretty deadly stuff and it will really do you some damage. But you can fish in it now. So that'll be awesome. And they are unveiling the first lava fishing rod. Of course, as you would probably expect, an ordinary old fishing rod isn't going to do the job. You will have to have a special one. because your ordinary fishing rod will probably melt when you're trying to throw stuff into lava. And this is made by our very own Scotty Jones. Now, this is unquestionably the truth. We have this from a very reliable source. Lava fishing was invented by the kobolds to catch the rare flaming fish and lava eels and other hot trophies. So there you go. We didn't know that before, but we do now, so that's fantastic. Lava fishing rods, they're made out of materials that won't melt in lava. So you've got high-grade tempered steel, carbon, and diamond. Which leads me to wonder if one day we'll be able to craft them ourselves. We have iron in the game. There may be one day a recipe to make steel from iron. It probably just requires a bit of nickel. Maybe a bit of coal. Maybe one or two other things. But yeah, I'm sure we'd be able to make some steel. Carbon, yeah, that'll be another raw material somewhere. And diamonds, well, we have diamonds already. So there you go. We might be able to make these one day. But there is a beautiful picture of the fishing rods, and they really do look rather fantastic. Now, being a newcomer to live streaming, I have no idea how to do a screen share yet, but I hope to learn all these things. So if you're watching this live, I'm sorry, you got my boring mug all the way through. Okay, we have... This is a list of what Summer Fishing Phase 2 will include, and it's going to be appearing over the course of the fourth quarter this year. We have four different water types. Well, there's fresh water, salt water, fetid water, that is like, you know, swamps and dungeons and sewers, and of course, lava. Lovely. There will be more fish. There's new fish types to go with these new water types. It includes more rare and fantastical fish. So we've got rainbow trout that have the actual rainbow colouring. That's very nice. There's more loot. So there will be more random loot to fishing. Not only do you just pull up a fish or maybe an old boot, maybe a ragged jacket. One in a thousand times you might pull up a ring, but there will be more loot. So fishing will be worthwhile. Fantastic. And there's different bait and lure types. So you will have to know that different lures and baits will work better or worse with different water types and for catching different fish. You're going to have to be a real fisherman. There is no use trying to chase this kind of fish with that kind of bait. It basically just won't work. Okay. Oh, and if you're going to chase lava fish, the only bait that they're interested in is gems. So that's going to get a little bit expensive, people. All right. So if you have a heap of gems and you're prepared to throw them in the water in search of fish, well, go for it. Good luck. But yeah, gems are the only lure that will work in lava. Great. Right. Now, bait is going to be an active skill. To use all the different bait types, it will become an active skill, much like seeds are the active skill in agriculture. Right, that's good. Trophy data. You will now have the chance to catch a trophy fish that will have extra data on it, including information like the weight of the fish, who caught it, when it was caught, that sort of stuff. Great. And there will be more recipes. There will be more recipes, including the new fish that are that have been introduced, as well as new recipes using the original fish that we've had all the time. Fantastic. Okay, and there will be bonuses for group and social fishing. Oh, nice. So randomly selected player-owned towns will get a short fishing bonus. And we're also introducing an experience bonus if you fish while you're grouped. Great. Okay. The next item is the 2018 Rare Spooky Items. Now, as they said earlier this month, we brought back the regular recurring spooky items. In Release 58, we're adding three rare items that'll only be available until November 30, 2018. Now, these are the jack-o'-lanterns, the jack-o'-lantern mask made by our very own Reed Rollo. Tune into the Release 58 live stream on October 4 for the seasonal content deep dive. That's the post next week, where they're going to talk about an upcoming seasonal creature linked to jack-o'-lanterns. Oh, very nice. So we're going to have a new creature happening by the look of it. And a few pictures here, very nice they are too, of the jack-o'-lantern set. There is a jack-o'-lantern mask lit, yep. And the 2018 jack-o'-lantern mask. All right, so anybody who feels like getting in and celebrating Halloween, this is what you can do. Very nice. All right, next item. Release 58 is now on the QA server. This is an early version. It's full of new content, most of which is on the QA server for early testing. And of course, as always, they could appreciate everybody's help to test all of this amazing content before it goes live. So, you ask, what do they have? What's new? Well, there are player-made dungeons, and this time you can build your own. So that's going to be a great deal of fun for everybody. There are at least 30 more dyeable decorations. There are tameable wyverns. Okay. All you people who are really, really up high in the taming tree, you might want to go out and tame a wyvern. And that sounds pretty scary. Okay, and you know, it might be helpful to tame a wyvern because there are some mobs in the game that are really, really hard to conquer by yourself. Just recently, I went to the Ruined Keep in the Hidden Vale. And yeah, I thought, okay, let's see what happens here. We've apparently got a troll here. And there were two trolls on the bridge. And the first one was more of a conventional troll. He had about 2,000 and some hit points. I managed to knock him over fairly easily. And then the second one was somebody the Lonely. He's related to Torkdall. And he has about the same number of hit points, about 10,000. And I thought, oh dear, gulp. I gave it my best shot, and after dying about three times, I thought, no, this probably isn't for me. So maybe if you have a wyvern to help you out, or three or four friends to help you out, he might be feasible. Otherwise, I would say not. Okay. There are new store weapons. We've got hammers, we've got a bow, and we've got shields. Very nice. There's all the 2018 spooky content that we've been talking about. Again, there's tons of bug fixes. So they're going through and fixing bugs all the time. That is brilliant. And There's the final R54 live stream item, which is the Leaf backpack. And the final R55 live stream item, a Silver Serpent wand. There will be the R56 live stream items, the ether themed stuff. So all those nice ether themed things, they should be available come R58. And there's more. And of course, as always, if you are testing on the QA, you are eligible for nice rewards. There's the gold crowns, there's the ant farm, there's the antennae, the bug cloak, and paintings. So if you're able to, hop in and test it out for them and just check for any bugs. All right, next item is the Player Made Books live stream. That was the one that was supposed to go to air last week, but didn't, because unfortunately they had this dreadful internet outage, which is always horrible and embarrassing. It's terrible when you're sitting there and you want to do something and you just can't make it happen. But it managed to go to air this week by the look of it. Okay. We'll be back this week for another content-packed weekly community live stream, Friday, September 21 at 4 p.m. So that would have been and gone already while I was fast asleep. So I'm sure it was awesome. They would be talking about player-made books. Joaquin Del Canto and Scotty Jones will be showing you how to make and publish a player-made book, as well as how to make copies of it using the printing press. Also showing off other player customized writing items and uses for them, like notes with mail, bulletin boards with flyers, and more. And the ability to do all these things in game is really amazing. It's fantastic just to be able to write a little letter to someone, to write a note, stick it up on a bulletin board, and do all those kinds of things. And if you wish, to write and publish a book all of your own. It's fantastic. Okay, remember, now every Friday of the release, all the purchases from noon to midnight count toward the release goals, which are dungeon themed in honor of the upcoming player made dungeon feature, which is previewing in release 57, and it'll be going live in the fourth quarter. We've already hit four of them. Actually, that's not quite true, because as of the time that I was reading this, the total was up to $67,904. So well past the custom dungeon entrance, that's fantastic, and on the way to the next one, which is $80,000. So, look, maybe, I don't know, maybe by midnight tonight we could do this. That would be awesome, because the next one is a torture decoration set. And, I mean, isn't that something everybody's always wanted? You've always wanted your very own torture set, haven't you? Okay. So, that is 80,000, and let's see if we can do it. And as they say, if you missed any of the previous live streams, it's available on YouTube. You can just go and find it there. Right, the next item is the Shroud of the Avatar rewards program. As we mention each week, it's a wonderful idea. If you contribute a mere $5 during the live stream or during the 12 hours of the day, you get enrolled in all of the live stream rewards and you get all this cool stuff that they offer. Of course, if you forget, well, you're done because you won't get it. Well, to save you the hassle, they've offered the rewards program, and all that is required is a $9 monthly contribution, which is really peanuts. It's a couple of cups of coffee. So if you want to enroll in that, it helps the game along. If everybody enrolled in that, they'd have a much more secure income. That would be fantastic. And you get rewarded, because for 9 gold crowns a month, you get, sorry, for $9 a month, you get 9 gold crowns per month, which is about the going price. So there's value to start with. You automatically participate in the live stream, whether you're there or not, whether you are taking part. Each 3 months, you can choose for yourself an exclusive title. And if you've been doing it for 3 months, you can call yourself a Keeper of the Faith. For 6 months, a Keeper of the Word. For 9 months, a Keeper of the Vow. And for 12 months, a Keeper of the Flame. Every 6 months, you can pick any die pack you like. And every month, you can choose 3 obsidian potions. Which are really, really valuable. I load myself up with the appropriate potions whenever I go out and do anything. So they're fantastic. That's well worth doing. I can really recommend that. Alrighty. Now, the next item is they have a weekend sale, as they always do. In Release 57, well, they introduced Decorations Dyeing. It allows us to dye some decorations, including the craftable banners, the heraldry banners, the fine white and gold furniture, and fine red furniture. So to celebrate that, all the dyes are on sale this weekend. So stay tuned for Release 58, when even more cloth decorations are going to be dyeable. There's a huge list there, which I won't bother to go down, but suffice it to say that if you can think of any kind of dye colour imaginable, it's on sale at the add-on store this weekend for 20% off. Beautiful. So this is your chance. Hop in to get it. Now, there is an upcoming events calendar. Well, we're getting close to a lot of exciting things happening at the end of the year. September 21, well, the live stream Player Made Books, which we've just mentioned and which has been and gone. September 27, that's only next week, Release 58 comes out. The months seem to be going by faster and faster as we're getting towards the end of the year. October the 4th is the Release 58 live stream. And October 11 to 13 is SOTACON. It's getting closer, people. It's time to start packing your bags. October 29 is Release 59. October 25, sorry, Release 59. November 2 is the Release 59 live stream. November 15 is Release 60. November 30 or December 7 is the Release 60 live stream. December the 13th is Release 61, and December the 21st or the January the 4th is the Release 61 live stream. So if you want to know anything else, there is a community calendar. There's a link to that in the newsletter here to see what activities the community has, and there is also a release events thread in the forums for anything that didn't quite make the community calendar. All right. Next item. There is a community event. This is the grand opening of the Ambrosia Nightclub. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a post by Duke William of Serenite. House Serenite is having a dance party and would like to invite all avatars to come and help us open Ambrosia. It's an outdoor party area at Serenite Castle. There will be drinks and prizes. The first 20 avatars to enter the zone and yell, "I love Avatars Radio," will receive 5 kotos from me. That's a pretty good prize. When you work it out, he's giving away 100 Kotos, which is a very generous offer. So that is fantastic. All you have to do is, at the time of the event, you enter the zone, and I presume it's either in zone talk or in local talk, local chat. Make sure you do it in all caps, because hey, that's more impressive. So it shows you shouting, and you type in "I love Avatars Radio," and you will get 5 Kotos for free. That's awesome. Okay, Sister Love, also known as Fionnwen Wildmaid, will be entertaining guests on Avatars Radio. So you ask yourself, where is Serenite? And how the hell do I get there? All right, it's a player-owned town in Grunwald, near the Sequana Colossus, along the coast. Serenite Castle, it's located on the big hill in the back of town as you enter the docks. So, okay, yes, I know where Grunwald is, so that shouldn't be too difficult to get to. Great. And you can add William Serenite to your friends, and if you get stuck, just ask him, and he'll show you the way. Of course, bring your dancing shoes, because DJ Fionnwen is on fire. Tune into avatarsradio.info or your in-game Ether devices. Now, when is this happening? Well, it's happening on September 22, Saturday. So don't forget, put it in your diary. Saturday, September 22, from 6 to 8 p.m. New Britannia time. Now you have something to do. All right. Now, the next item is the community event. 4B, where is Rhea? And this is a forum event. This is a forum post by Cinderia. She posted this last week, and I still haven't made sense of it, which is embarrassing. She says, 4B is back, at least a little bit. We still try to catch up what we missed in the last months. So we start small with a little forum event. Where is Rhea? Yes, where am I? I'm hiding in a maze, and your quest is to find me. I'm not lost there. A little bit down, you find 4 mazes, and I'm in one. To win, you have to write me a PM and tell me in which maze and how I'm hiding in it. You have to either tell me how you solved the riddle, or tell me who got lost, like who's hiding in the other mazes. Yeah, okay, and you have until the end of R57, so if anybody's still stumped and totally confused, you have nearly another week. Now, the prizes are pretty good. The first prize is a crafted player-made dungeon, plus 10,000 gold. That is awesome. Second prize is a vase with flowers and 5,000 gold. Third is a vase with flowers and 2,500 gold. Fourth to the 20th prizes, just a vase with flowers. Fantastic. There's a special dev prize. Nice. You get sweets for Christmas from Germany. Lovely. I could deal with that. Okay, yeah, and, well, they've got pictures of the mazes here, and, yes, I can see that the mazes are different. I can see that there are subtle differences. And I must be as thick as 2 short planks, because I can't see Rhea in any of them. So if anybody can work it out, and if anybody can make sense of this, I wish you all the best. And I wish somebody would tell me, because they're not easy. So, but it's a great contest. And thanks to 4B for bringing this to the community. That is brilliant. Okay, next item. There's a community event. The Novia Market R57 Grand Mastery Bundles. And this looks like running for another week. So let's highlight it again. Every month, we're offering four professional grade bundles based on an avatar's role in Novia. There's an adventurer's bundle, a crafter's bundle, a taming bundle, and a consumable bundle. Now, these bundles will be raffled on September the 28th, so that's the day after the R58 release. So you've got nearly a week to get this organised. Brilliant. Tickets are on sale now, and they're priced specially for beginners at just 500 gold pieces per bundle. So that is not expensive, so you should be okay to get a ticket. No matter how many tickets you purchase, they only get a single chance at winning that bundle. So there's really no point in trying to rig the pool by buying 50 tickets. It's not going to help you, unfortunately. Okay, so please only purchase one ticket per bundle. So we're hosting the ticket vendors and a display table of what each bundle entails at Market Square at the south end of Novia Market. Now, if you don't know where that is, you check in with the town crier. It's the only city lot in town, and it's under the name of Governor Robin Hood. So you're sure to find it if you look there and or check with the town crier. Of course, they'd like it, you know, as you wander past the merchants, have a look what they've got, do a bit of window shopping or actual shopping. That'd be great. Now, the team putting together the bundles are the same team who do the weekend promos. So, please patronise the promos as well. That'd be great. Alrighty. And that's a post from Ben and Robin. And there's a couple of screenshots here to help you find your way to the Market Square. And the raffle tickets, well, they're great. And honestly, depending on your needs and on what your playstyle is, they could be really handy. Now, the Adventurers Bundle, just for example, you have a full set of Dark Star patterned bronze augmented chainmail with a Dark Star patterned bronze two-handed sword. For a melee type player, that would be absolutely brilliant. And you've also got the other bundles. The crafting bundle, you got the different ore types, 200 of each specialty ore, 1,000 of each basic ore. There's metal scrap, there's fuel, and a Wayland loop, which will help you with blacksmithing masterworking. Fantastic. And you get an hour of grandmaster tutoring in Novia Market. So, a very worthwhile thing to go in for. Fantastic. I can really recommend that. Righty, next item with Merits, the wonderful people who give us all these freebies through their app. They offer sweepstakes every month through September. They are promoting a Gothic Village Inn. This, of course, is just in time for Halloween. And as you know, as we've been telling you like forever, all you have to do is download the Merits app, put it on your phone. That'll tie up with your Fitbit or your Apple Health thingy. And the more steps you do, the more you walk around, the more points you get. So it's totally free. And you can use those points to buy obsidian potions and lots of things in game, and of course they also run these sweepstakes. You can enter the sweepstake every day, buy a ticket every day, and somebody at the end of September will be winning a Gothic Village Inn, which I believe is valued at $160. No, sorry, $100. It's got cheaper. Alrighty, so there you go. And can thoroughly recommend that. Get into it. Make sure you have the Merits app and make sure you're earning points every day and it will increase your game enjoyment. And not only, but also, you can win some SOTACON 2018 tickets. Now, I don't know if this is still going to work. This is almost falling into the category of old news, but we'll mention it briefly anyway. Again, with merits, they've been running this promotion through June, July and August. They were drawing a winner once a week for a custom SOTACON t-shirt. All entries count toward the grand prize, which will be in September. Okay, it's still September. That could be happening any day now. You get a pair of SOTACON tickets and a pair of custom t-shirts. Look, if the sweepstake is still open, then go for it. You might just squeak in and win a couple of tickets to SOTACON, which would be pretty good, really. Okay, you can also watch Lunch with Laz and Jack Daly for additional entries, as well as a chance to win a weekly prize of a custom SOTACON t-shirt. So, fantastic. All right, there is a project to support SOTA New Beginnings comic number 2. Relics by Rild is producing issue number 2 of the official Shroud of the Avatar comic. The Kickstarter is being used to fund printing and to help pay the artist and the writer. Now, as we've mentioned for the last couple of weeks, it is a graphic adventure set in New Britannia. It's the world of Lord British's revolutionary new game, Shroud of the Avatar. It tells the story of Ariana and Christopher, a young couple who fled their own cruel world through a magic portal. Separated on their arrival, we follow their journey as they attempt to make sense of this new world and find each other once more. Again, this issue is illustrated by Indy Martin from Tortoise and Hare Creations. Anybody who's seen, experienced, or commissioned any of her work will know how brilliant this is. She is a fabulous artist, and if you're lucky enough to have any of her work, you have a masterpiece. All right, it is written in collaboration with Rick Hart, also known as Elgarian. And he writes great stories too. It'll be produced and distributed by Relics by Rild under official license by Portalarium. So there you go. Big credits and great pedigree all the way around. It has 32 pages adventure. And this is prior to backer-generated content. Now, the goal is simple. We want to bring you this new issue and continue producing issues going forward. As the publisher of this comic, my aim is to create a viable model to keep releasing issues. Countless hours have been put in by Indy and Rick, and I want to pay them to continue telling the story. To further this end, we sold ad space in issue number 1. A special thank you to all our previous patrons. All right, so the thing is, we want to use this space for more than ads. We want it to be relevant. So we're calling it content space and inviting the entire Shroud community to make an impact in this print analog to the game. In the spirit of crowd sharing, we want to allow our backers to enhance and develop the space just as they have done online in New Britannia. So you can join the Kickstarter now. And so basically, you can join the Kickstarter, and depending on your level of support, you can effectively buy some space in this new comic to advertise your guild, your town, whatever you choose. And I know one very generous and great member of our guild who has purchased half a page, I think, whatever. So if you see an ad for the Moongate Travellers in this upcoming graphic novel, there you go. You know who to thank. So you can do this as well. it's a way to help promote and ensure the continuing ongoing life of this wonderful medium, to promote your own guild or your thoughts or your concepts about Shrouded the Avatar. A win-win situation. And again, we've got lovely screenshots from the graphic novel, which I can't share with you because I've got no idea what I'm doing. But I'm going to learn all this stuff one day, I swear. Okay. And getting near the end, we have a project to support. It is the King's Dinner at SOTACON. This has been mentioned for a couple of weeks now, so let's run through it again. Great idea. It's from a forum post by Winfield, and he says, "Hear ye, hear ye. This is announcing a spectacular event to dine with Lord British and Darkstar. This is on October the 12th, 2018. So a little bit of time yet, a little bit of time to think about it. It's from 5 to 8 p.m. Central. The tickets will be on sale through October 8. So a little bit of time to save up, get it organized. There is a link in the newsletter here, a link to direct you to the site where you can purchase cloaks and tickets and sponsorships. Anyone may attend, and anyone can buy exclusive cloaks or be a sponsor. So developers, past developers, family, players, new players, guests, all welcome. If you're friends of Ultima, Ultima Online, Shroud of the Avatar, and more, come dine with us. Now, it's an event that is being held in conjunction with SOTACON, but sort of in parallel, if you like. It's not technically a part of SOTACON. If you've got a ticket to SOTACON, it won't actually get you into the dinner unless you bought a VIP ticket. So you'll have to buy a ticket separately. So buy your tickets early before the seats fill up. It is a, well, it's a medieval themed all-you-can-eat barbecue dinner. So you won't need to eat for a few days beforehand and possibly a few days after. It's going to be awesome. The special guests are David Watson, otherwise known as YOLO, Scotty Jones, otherwise known as Lord Nimrond Ionescu, Stephen Danieli. Okay, and there's a link there to the King's Dinner webpage, the guest list, and a sponsor list. It will be held at the County Line on the Lake restaurant, which is in Austin, Texas. It looks like a pretty good deal. Now, even if you can't attend, you can support it. You can purchase cloaks and tickets and sponsorships. Now, all attendees and sponsors will get an exclusive coin and a cloak. The cloaks will be sold separately, would you believe? Okay. So if you want to sponsor this, that's absolutely possible. You can contribute towards the dinner. You will get this special souvenir coin that'll be posted to you wherever in the world you are. Fantastic. And of course the cloak will be delivered in game. Now your contribution will go to shipping costs and supporting the event. If you want to be recognized as a sponsor, well, you can sponsor at the Baron level, and then your name will go on the sponsor list, and you can increase your level of sponsorship and get even more. If you want to advertise your guild or your player town or your company, then you advertise at the Viscount level. You sponsor at the Viscount level, and you will get your name, you get a promotional paragraph, and a web link in the program. So, perfect way to get visibility, publicity, and support for your town, for your guild, or for your company, whatever. There you go. appear on the program. And of course, you can sponsor at even higher levels for more recognition and mementos and thanks. There's a link there again in the newsletter where you can purchase the cloaks and tickets and sponsorship. And there is a special notice just to make it more attractive. It's like the morning shopping shows on television, you know, not only but also. But wait, there's more. After dinner on October the 12th, many of us, including Lord British, will drive 8 minutes to Richard Garriott's Curtin Theatre to see the Baron's Men theatrical production of Shakespearean Henry the Fourth, Part 1. That's going to be an awesome play. The box office opens at 7, the theatre opens at 7:30, and the play starts at 8 p.m. You can get tickets ahead of time or at the box office. So, what better way to finish off a grand evening when you're totally stuffed with this barbecue and your coronary arteries are complaining? Just go and fall into a seat and take the challenge, try to stay awake during the play. That'll be great. Okay. And again, a few wonderful screenshots of the cast and of the exterior of the Curtin Theatre. That'll be awesome, an awesome experience for anybody who goes there. All right, and finally, we have a project to support, which is the Airy Fund, the Cult of Bob, a direct relief fundraiser. Now, I'm going to ad lib a little bit here because, again, this is in the category of old news. I'll just summarise briefly. Bob Cooksey, otherwise known as Bob the Builder, who often appeared in a bunny suit during telethons, live streams, whatever, wonderful character, has been working at Port Alerium for some years, was responsible for making, crafting and designing a lot of the houses and the furniture that so enrich the environment that we live in. Okay, he had an unfortunate accident, fell over, broke 9 ribs. Okay, terribly painful and disgusting thing to happen. The good news, he's going to be fine. The bad news, it sort of happened while he was between jobs and between insurances. Now, I get the impression that in the States, your health insurance is sort of tied to your job. And if you don't have a job, you probably don't have health insurance. And that's a really, really sucky place to be. And unfortunately, poor Bob fell into this hole. Yeah, he's going to be fine. And he's looking at big bills from ambulances, emergency rooms, clinics, all that sort of stuff. Okay, so a GoFundMe page was set up through the auspices of the Airy Fund and Thexador Markham. The people of this amazing community who care about each other, who want to make a difference, and basically wanted to help Bob out because we care and because he's such a wonderful guy. All right, the short story is that the fund is now closed. They're not taking any more donations. So thank you very much for being such an amazing community. The goal set for this GoFundMe project was $2,500. We actually raised $4,285. All of that goes to Bob to defray his expenses and basically get him out of this hole and set him up again. And so looking at life in a much, much better way. And he is and was incredibly grateful, wonderful, humble character. And all he could say was, what a wonderful community. Thank you so very much. Okay. It is great to be able to look after each other and to care for each other as a community. All right, finally, resources, Players Helping Players. the official New Player Welcome Forum and the Player Created Resources Forum. They've got the best stuff, and there's links to them both there. If you're a new player, well, for starters, almost anybody you meet in the game will be happy to help you. They're a pretty good community here. And failing that, there is the general forums. Just pop on, welcome yourself, you know, reintroduce yourself, say, hi, I'm new. Which way is up? What am I doing? There will be more answers that you can deal with. Or there are links to a welcome forum and a player-created resources forum. You will find answers to a whole lot of stuff there. It is actually very pleasing to see a number of new players coming into the forum, introducing themselves, and saying that they're having a great time. So that's really good to see. So welcome all of the new players who are coming into this great game, and I hope you're having a great time. And just to repeat and to reiterate, any questions, feel free to ask, because there will be people around who are happy to help. There's also a community resources page for a complete listing of all things community. Okay, I think that's all the news for this week. A bit shorter this week, I'm sorry, because it's much more fun and much more entertaining to have somebody else to bounce things off with. But that is the news that's out this week, and I hope you found it reasonably entertaining. I'll have a look at the video later to see if it actually worked. If it did, I'll post a link to it. I hope to learn more about these things as I go along, but in the meantime, I'll close it off. The wonderful background music for the podcast is by Stephen J. Goldman. The song is entitled Dark Planet. Also, thanks to Sir Style Tackle for the technical work on the newscast. Thanks to Amber Rain for broadcasting the newscast on Avatars Radio. Don't forget, Avatars Radio needs your support to keep the magic of this podcast, events, and music going. Visit their page at avatarsradio.info and click on the Patreon link. This is Asclepius signing off until next week with Echoes from the Caverns.